another few hours of agony in these rotten bags. Later, blizzard much heavier. Amused myself mending Finniskoia and Burberry's mitts and socks. Had the primus while this operation was in force. Hoping for a fine day tomorrow. March 4th, Saturday. Up 5:20. Still blizzarding, but have decided to get underway, as we will have to try and travel through everything as Haywood is getting worse, and one doesn't know who is the next. No mistake, it is scurvy, and the only possible cure is fresh food. I sincerely hope the ship is in. If not, we shall get over the hills by Castle Rock, which is rather difficult and will delay another couple of days. Smith is still cheerful. He has hardly moved for weeks, and he has to have everything done for him. Got underway 9:35. It took some 2 hours to dig out dogs and sledges, as they were completely buried. It is the same every morning now. Set sail, going along pretty fair. Haywood gets on sledge now and again. Lunched as usual. Sledges got buried again at lunchtime. It takes some time to camp now, and in this drift it is awful. In the afternoon wind eased a bit and drift went down. Found it very hard pulling with the third man on sledge, as Haywood has been on all the afternoon. Wind veered 2 points to south, so we had a fair wind. An hour before we camped, Erebus and Terror showing up, a welcome sight. Only hope wind will continue. Drift is worst thing to contend with, as it gets into our clothes, which are wet through now. Camped 8 o'clock. Cooked in the dark and turned in our wet sleeping bags about 10 o'clock. Distance about 8 or 9 miles. March 5th, Sunday. Turned out 6:15. Overslept a little, very tired after yesterday. Sun shining brightly and no wind. It seemed strange last night, no flapping of tent in one's ears. About 8:30 came on to drift again. Underway 9:20, both sails set. Sledge going hard, especially in soft places. If Haywood had not broken down, we should not feel the weight so much. Lunch 12:45, underway at 3. Wind and drift very heavy. A good job it is blowing some, or else we should have to relay. All land obscured. Distance about 10 or 11 miles, a very good performance. Camped 7:10 in the dark. Patience not in the best of trim. I hope to get in, bar accidents, in 4 days. March 6th, Monday. Underway 9:20. Picked up 32-mile depot 11 o'clock. Going with a fair wind in the forenoon, which eased somewhat after lunch and so caused very heavy work in pulling. It seems to me we shall have to depot someone if the wind eases at all. Distance during day about 8 miles. March 7th, Tuesday. Underway 9 o'clock. Although we turn out at 5, it seems a long time to get underway. There is double as much work to do now with our invalids. This is the calmest day we have had for weeks. The sun is shining and all land in sight. It is very hard going. Had a little breeze about 11 o'clock, set sail, but work still very, very heavy. Haywood and Skipper going on ahead with sticks, very slow pace, but it will buck them up and do them good. If one could only get some fresh food. About 11 o'clock decided to camp and overhaul sledges and depot all gear except what is actually required. Underway again at 2, but surface being so sticky did not make any difference. After a consultation, the skipper decided to stay behind in a tent with 3 weeks' provisions, whilst we pushed on with Smith and Haywood. It seems hard, only about 30 miles away, and yet cannot get any assistance. Our gear is absolutely rotten, no sleep last night, shivering all night in wet bags. I wonder what will be the outcome of it all after our struggle. Trust in Providence. Distance about 3.5 miles. March 8th, Wednesday. Underway 9:20. Wished the skipper goodbye, took Smith and Haywood on. Had a fair wind, going pretty good. Hope to arrive in Hut Point in 4 days. Lunched at number 2 depot. Distance about 4.5 miles. Underway as usual after lunch. Headwind going very heavy. Carried on until 6:30. Distance about 8 or 9 miles. March 9th, Thursday. Had a very bad night. Cold intense. Temperature down to minus 29 degrees all night. At 4 a.m. Spencer Smith called out that he was feeling queer. Wild spoke to him. Then at 5:45, Richard suddenly said, "I think he has gone." Poor Smith. For 40 days in pain he had been dragged on the sledge, but never grumbled or complained. He had a strenuous time in his wet bag, and the jolting of the sledge on a very weak heart was not good for him. Sometimes, when we lifted him on the sledge, he would nearly faint, but during the whole time he never complained. Wild looked after him from the start. We buried him in his bag at 9 o'clock at the following position. Erebus, 184 degrees, Observation Hill, 149 degrees. We made a cross of bamboos and built a mound and cairn with particulars. After that, got under way with Hayward on sledge. Found going very hard, as we had a northerly wind in our faces, with a temperature below 20 degrees. What with frost bites, etc., we are all suffering. Even the dogs seem like giving in. They do not seem to take any interest in their work. We have been out much too long, and nothing ahead to cheer us up but a cold, cheerless hut. We did about 2.5 miles in the forenoon, Hayward toddling ahead every time we had a spell. During lunch the wind veered to the south with drift, just right to set sail. We carried on with Hayward on sledge and camped in the dark about 8 o'clock. Turned in at 10, weary, worn, and sad. Hoping to reach depot tomorrow. March 10th, Friday. Turned out as usual, beam wind, going pretty fair, very cold. Came into very soft snow about 3. Arrived at safety camp 5 o'clock. Got to edge of ice barrier, found passage over in a bay full of seals. Dogs got very excited. Had a job to keep them away. By the glasses it looked clear right to Cape Armitage, which is 4.5 miles away. Arrived there 8 o'clock, very dark and bad light. Found open water. Turned to climb slopes against a strong northeasterly breeze with drift. Found a place about 1 mile away, but we were so done up that it took until 11:30 to get gear up. This slope was about 150 yards up, and every 3 paces we had to stop and get breath. Eventually camped and turned in about 2 o'clock. I think this is the worst day I ever spent. What with the disappointment of not getting round the point, and the long day, and the thought of getting Hayward over the slopes, it is not very entertaining for sleep. March 11th, Saturday. Up at 7 o'clock, took binoculars and went over the slope to look around the cape. To my surprise, found the open water and pack at the cape only extended for about 1 mile. Came down and gave the boys the good news. I think it would take another 2 hard days to get over the hills, and we are too weak to do much of that, as I am afraid of another collapsing. Richards and Wild climbed up to look at the back of the bay and found the ice secure. Got under way 10:30, went round the cape and found ice. Very slushy, but continued on. No turning now. Got into hard ice shortly after, eventually arriving at Hut Point about 3 o'clock. It seems strange after our adventures to arrive back at the old hut. This place has been standing since we built it in 1901, and has been the starting point of a few expeditions since. When we were coming down the bay, I could fancy the Discovery there when Scott arrived from his furthest south in 1902, the ship decorated rainbow fashion, and Lieutenant Armitage giving out the news that Captain Scott had got to 82 degrees 17 minutes south. We went wild that day. But now our homecoming is quite different. Hut half full of snow through a window being left open and drift getting in. But we soon got it shipshape and Hayward in. I had the fire going and plenty of vegetables on, as there was a fair supply of dried vegetables. Then, after we had had a feed, Richards and Wild went down the bay and killed a couple of seals. I gave a good menu of seal meat at night, and we turned in about 11 o'clock. Full. Too full, in fact. As there is no news here of the ship, and we cannot see her, we surmise she has gone down with all hands. I cannot see there is any chance of her being afloat, or she would be here. I don't know how the skipper will take it. March 12th, Sunday. Heard groans proceeding from the sleeping bags all night. All hands suffering from overeating. Hayward not very well. Turned out 8 o'clock. Good breakfast, porridge, seal, vegetables, and coffee. More like a banquet to us. After breakfast, Richards and Wild killed a couple of seals whilst I made the hut a bit comfy. Hayward can hardly move. All of us in a very bad state, but we must keep up exercise. My ankles and knees badly swollen, gums prominent. Wild very black around joints and gums very black. Richards about the best off. After digging hut out, I prepared food, which I think will keep the scurvy down. The dogs have lost their lassitude and are quite frisky, except Oscar, who is suffering from overfeeding.